Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Rock and roll, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And, hey, welcome to the show. The hoopla for the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is still a lot of buzz. It's just some really exciting stuff. I'm humbled by all this great critical acclaim. Now all we got to do is sell a few books. You know, speaking of the book, one of the contributors, Ian Goldberg, is going to be joining us first out of the box in our excellent doubleheader. Ian's been on before numerous times. He's the creator and the CEO of iSport 360, and that's that innovative app and newsletter for parents and coaches to communicate and compare notes. I've written a few different articles with iSport 360. And again, with all of the action going on in the world of youth sports, this is a fantastic way for communication. And we're going to have Dr. Alex Vidon. He's a chiropractic physician. He was the team chiropractor for the 2011 World Series champions, St. Louis Cardinals. He's a frequent health and wellness contributor, Fox 2 News in the St. Louis area. Let's jump right in. I want to welcome back Ian Goldberg. Welcome back to the Sports Doctor, my friend.
Hey, Dr. Bob. Great to be back.
I'm really glad to have you back again, Ian, iSport 360. Tell us about you and iSport 360. You're one of those New Jersey sports dads, right, Ian?
Correct. I'm a sports dad for my two little girls. I'm a coach in soccer and basketball and very active in my youth sports community here.
Now, Ian, of course, is his participation in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, his title of his article was Behavior of Overzealous Sports Parents on the Sidelines. We've all been there. We've all seen those stories, you know, which continue to come out. But there's so much great stuff that is involved in youth sports. And one of the biggest challenges, again, has always been, you know it as a parent and a coach, as initiating and recommending good cooperation and communication between parents and coaches. When did you start iSport 360?
I started the company about 2 years ago. We launched the app in the App Store about 18 months ago. And we've been writing our blog for just about 2 years to try to bring some information, education, and certainly some humor to sports parents who, as you know, are what I like to call an underserved community.
Right. That's why there's 21 cartoons in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, just very much apropos to the point of so many different parts of sports parenting, again, whether we're talking about very, very recreational, low-level sports participation, or we're talking about your son or daughter is one of the most talented athletes in the country and that whole crazy world. Again, there is an epidemic of overuse youth sports injuries and the mental pressures we don't have to remind people of, the craziness with overzealous coaches, the abuse with some of these kids. This is a big, big topic. And again, I see, Ian, that you continue to partner with some great groups. One of my guests on last week, Kate Nematolahi, she's the Director of Education for the National Alliance of Youth Sports. And you are getting together with lots of different organizations to spread the word, aren't you?
That's correct. So the National Alliance for Youth Sports and the Positive Coaching Alliance are partners of ours. They are two companies with like 30 years of history of educating sports parents and coaches and just creating better youth sports experiences for kids. So we are like so honored and proud to be partnered with companies of that caliber.
Yes, she was a great guest. It's a great organization. Again, going back a decade when people weren't sure quite how to spell the word youth sports. You know, does that have one S or two in that regard? And you know, I keep reminding people because I have been talking about parenting the child athlete for 20, 25 years, give or take a few weeks, on the Sports Doctor with people from all over the world with all the different challenges of specialization, of nutrition, mental challenges. Again, last week, another contributor to the show, Dr. Denise McDermott, who talks about, she's an adult and child psychiatrist, again, talking about the challenges with youth sports. You know, one of the most controversial and serious chapters in my part of the book, Ian, is youth sports and drugs. This is an article that you included in your excellent newsletter, which I are really terrific. It's a great communicator. And you have a sense of humor also, don't you, with your newsletter?
Absolutely. I think, you know, everybody takes youth sports a little bit too serious these days. So as serious as it is, and especially when our kids are in play, we need to take it, you know, lightheartedly. So we do like to put a lot of humor in our newsletter as we try to educate coaches and parents, too.
Absolutely. You know, probably a year ago in the front cover of Time magazine was a little leaguer, and the caption was, youth sports, the $15 billion a year industry. This has become serious business with camps and specialization coaches and all of these, let alone the schedules for some of the parents. You have two young girls. Aren't they both athletes?
They're both athletes. They're both travel players. But, you know, I have realistic expectations about their capabilities, and I think that's an important part of youth sports is for parents not to get caught up in the hype of having the best trainers and having your kid, you know, paying thousands of dollars a year for your kids to play at the best academies. I think it's important to be realistic about your kids' expectations and do what's right for them so they have a great time, so they have fun,
yes,
so they make friends
now
and stay active.
Yeah, that includes, of course, we want to be safe. We want to prevent injuries. You also want to enhance performance when it's pertinent. We want to have fun. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. We're talking with Ian Goldberg, the CEO, creator of iSport 360, down there in New Jersey, friend of the family for many, many decades, which I never knew when we first had him on the radio, which is a great story. We'll have to tell it. Everybody, you can go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go back over 10 years for radio shows. If you want to see topics, who the guests were, you can check that out. I can't tell you how many guests I get on Twitter. I think Ian was one of them. We have 30-something thousand followers. We do a lot of education on Twitter. And everybody, that's why I titled the book, hashtag a sports parent. It's got a lot of action on that particular Twitter handle. My co-author, Sharky Zartman, has her own radio show, Pep Talk, on Healthy Life Radio. She's a Hall of Fame volleyball player. Both her daughters were Division I players. She's been there. Talks a lot about coaching. Again, so there's nothing wrong with making sure your son or daughter gets proper sports physical. There's nothing wrong with paying big attention to what are the right kinds of exercises that make sense for my son or daughter. There's nothing wrong with being able to be realistic because, again, the mental side of things, burnout, and kids, once it's, if it's no longer fun, your son or daughter will quit, whether you like it or not. And I think that's something that is still news to many different parents, you know, who might be living their son's or daughter's dream, you know, in that regard. And you, again, you feature informative articles all the time What's the website, Ian, people find out all about iSport 360 and your app and everything?
Sure. The website is www.isport360.com. That's I-S-P-O-R-T 360.com. You can also find our app in the Apple Store as well as the Google Play Store where our Android app is. And for coaches and parents who are looking to collaborate and set goals for your kids and track their progress and share feedback with the kids, this is a great app. We give away promotional codes, so it's free for your first season. And I hope that your audience will give it a try.
I think, again, the whole idea of increasing intelligent communication, which has always been a hassle. The late, great Jim Vickery, I dedicate part of the book to Jim. He shared the radio show with me in the 90s. He was a sports psychologist. Back then, he didn't even use the word. He called himself a performance enhancement consultant. The word psychology was scary sometimes athletes and or parents. And, you know, when I would go and talk to my son's Little League coaches decades ago about ice and what's the best shoe and what about injuries, I would drag as best as I could along with me Jim Vickery. He could talk to the parents about behavior. He could talk to the parents about expectations. And he a couple of his biggest bullets was, don't be a critic. Now, you even share one of your experiences. Didn't you rush off the sidelines at one of your daughter's games? Gave you a little perspective?
Yes. Well, you know, I think it's good.
Was that you?
That was me, and I did admit it in one of the articles. But I think when we're talking to sports parents about behavior on the sidelines, it's great to share some firsthand mistakes that we've made. So I know for me, you know, I saw a girl hit my daughter in the stomach after a game. I charged out onto the field like I was going to hurt someone. It took me about a half of a second to realize what I was doing, got control of myself. But, you know, there's a lot of psychology and physiology to why and how parents behave on the sidelines. And I am intrigued as the more and more I study that.
Well, that's why we've had, you know, one of the experts I included besides Dr. Denise McDermott, the child and adult holistic psychiatrist, sports performance psychiatrist. Another expert, Rob Andrews, who owns the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, Texas. He's a mental coach. He's got a wall of gold medals because he was so involved with the gold medal winning Olympic girls gymnastics team. So the mental side is a very, very big deal. Family communication is such a big deal. And again, I have a very important chapter. You know, I've even renamed the coined performance enhancement drugs. And you know what my replacement is, Ian. I've mentioned, we wrote about it, and it's called performance survival. Whether it's the highest level of sport or whether it is young 10, 12, 13-year-olds. Gee, you know, Dr. Weil, I need two Advil before I play, and we have a competition next week. We got this, we got that. Traveling teams are serious sports already, with you, like you had mentioned. And there's nothing wrong with having big dreams and great dreams. But I tell moms and dads all the time, if your son or daughter needs any pain medicine over the counter to continue participating, you're over the line with an exclamation point, unless you're really, really supervised. And this is a very big problem. It starts very early with the dependence because we are one of the only two countries in the world, Ian, that allows TV advertising of prescription drugs and even over the counter, the pain medicine. These pressures, again, mentally, you know, Ian, don't you understand? She's got to play next week. What do you mean her ankle's hurt? All of these kinds of things really, really come into play. I like the fact that you pay attention to sharing data regarding tryouts or regarding skill. Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you think about the education world where parents and teachers have a lot of communication and a lot of structure for how they share feedbacks and the child's grades and making sure that every child has the best experience in school. And in youth sports, there was no structure for that. So we really try to encourage through our blog, through education, and through our app, We encourage coaches and parents and kids to engage in the same way they do in school. There should be
brilliant.
You should set goals. You should have frequent feedback.
I think when you mentioned to me, it's sort of like a report card on that side of the equation. I just thought that was a fantastic idea that is so underpaid attention to regarding all of these different aspects, regarding all of these things, again, that go into the wild, wacky world of youth sports. You know, again, understanding some of these points. You know, which is number one, there is an epidemic of overuse, overkill, times 10 youth sports injuries. There are many repetitive motion injuries because we're seeing specialization very, very early, and we have to deal with it. You know, I've seen many, many figure skaters, and a 10, 11, 12-year-old serious figure skater doesn't want to play other sports. She's not interested in other sports. So we try to do as best we can to prevent trouble. Getting under the tutelage of good physical therapists, a good SMART program, but the importance of recovery. You know, we see some of these kids, they play a triple header, Ian, you know, whatever their particular sport is, you know, and they're playing three, four games in a row. It's nuts in some of these instances, and you pay big attention to that, and I commend you for it.
Thank you. Well, I think we could agree that kids these days at 12 years old are experiencing the psychological and physical challenges that used to be reserved for, like, college-age athletes and elite athletes.
Yeah, that's a profound statement, and I agree with you in so many different areas. Again, big-time youth sports is not for everybody. And again, that's why the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is subtitled An Essential Guide for Any Parent Who Has a Child in Sports, whether they're simply looking to have fun and participate. And again, we don't have to talk too much about the challenge of some of these. I call them in the book Svengali coaches, overbearing, over-dictating. A couple of weeks ago, I had a guest. Her daughter's a top figure skater. Melissa's a therapist. Her specialty, eating disorders. Whether we're talking about, it's in the news right now, we're still dealing with childhood obesity, a third of the kids. It's unbelievable. At the same time, we've got some of these eating disorders, and again, she talks about the pressure, you know, where, you know, I told you to lose that weight on the gymnastics team, or what do you mean you're still walking around heavy, et cetera, et cetera. All of these things are so important. iSport 360, you probably, in the few minutes we've got left, you probably got stuff going on, fall sports. Gosh, before we turn around, it's back to school.
That's right. So fall season is basically, it's just getting started right now, even though it's the middle of the summer. So, yes, looking forward to helping lots of coaches and parents get on the same page and share feedback with the kids on the team.
Give us the website one more time, Ian. People to find out about iSport360.
Absolutely, www.isport360.com. And we're available
in
the app stores.
Yes, Ian, hold on a quick second. Man, time flew by. Everybody, we're going to be right back at the Sports Doctor. Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Maress is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in.
Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And we're joined by Dr. Alex Biden, chiropractic physician. He was the team chiropractor for the 2011 World Series champion St. Louis Cardinals. He also did some work with the St. Louis Rams cheerleaders. Hey, Dr. Alex, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks for having me on.
Did I pronounce your name right? Is it Biden?
It's Vidan. It sounds like Sidan, but with a V.
Okay, yes, because my last name, Weil, that's been my whole life. Wheel, Weil, E-I-I-E. You know, I'm like one for three in getting it right. By the way, Dr. Vidan, he also does work with the Fox 2 TV health and wellness contributor out there in St. Louis. Give us a little bit of background on yourself and what you're doing in the world of chiropractic medicine.
So what I do in the world of chiropractic is just that, right? It's helping, as far as pro athletes go, it's helping them get on the field, stay on the field. We do that from pros to peewees, and we just want to make sure that people are living their best life possible and ensuring that they are functioning at their optimum, right? And so whether or not it means that they are taking care of kids or making sure that they're being a pro athlete, it's what we want to make sure that we're helping them with. So in chiropractic, I travel all over the U.S., all over the world, and talk about things that we can do as chiropractors to help our community to live healthier, better lives. We can all do our part, right?
Yes, and, you know, I've featured chiropractors for decades on my radio show, from some of your initiators with the Olympic teams to others from all over the country. And I believe in the area in the world of wellness where we're talking about the importance of nutrition, where we're talking about the importance of exercise. Way, way back when my MD friends didn't know how to spell the words nutrition or exercise, you guys were there. You were hands-on.
Right.
And I didn't take long. Now I don't know a serious athlete who doesn't include chiropractic care as well as into the mainstream of overall wellness. And, of course, Dr. Vidan, you know, as a sports podiatrist, I sing the song, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the knee bone. And as a chiropractic physician, you sing the song, the back bones connected to the knee bones, connected to the foot. And what I try to do is meet you guys in the middle. 95% of what I've done in sports podiatry over the decades is orthotic therapy. Proper alignment, and that's a big deal with chiropractic, isn't it?
Absolutely. Proper alignment is huge. And just to let you know, those types of things like orthotics, that's not my specialty. So I refer out for those kind of things too, right? So I refer out to a podiatrist in my town. I like to take a team approach to things and understanding that, you know what, let me be good at my thing. Everybody else can be good at their thing. And when we all work together, our community, our patients, the athletes, whoever it is that we're working with at that time, they're going to win. And that's really the ultimate goal, is to have it to where we have a health team.
Welcome to the Sports Doctor team. Absolutely. This is, again,
love
with
it.
My teacher, And again, everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You go back over 10 years, you'll probably hit 25 chiropractors. You could take a few holistic experts, nutritional experts, big emphasis on the mental side of everything. Again, this overall team approach. Again, and I find that chiropractic medicine fits right smack in the middle of the holistic world. It was your profession that included massage therapy very early on. You still can't find a medical clinic that's got massage therapy, can you? Really?
Right. It's very difficult. I haven't seen many, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Now, what was it like? You know, I go back half the Super Bowl 85 Bears wore my orthotics. I mean, I don't want to date myself or anything. Going back to McEnroe, Tracy Austin, but the and I've been around various team physicians, team chiropractors. It wasn't that many years ago that no team had the participation. You've come along at a great time. What was it like dealing with a professional baseball team and working with the different physicians and working with some of these pro athletes who said, you know, hey, Doc Dividend, you got to get me better yesterday.
Right. No, and I'll tell you, I definitely, it was great, you know, working with the team and working with the athletes and working in that team environment, phenomenal. I do have to say, too, that I have to pay homage to those that have come before me that have laid down all the groundwork, because now you're absolutely right. There's not a Major League Baseball team that's out there. There's not an NFL team. Most NBA teams, most NHL
Doctor,
teams
yes.
have them.
Leroy Perry was the Olympic chiropractic physician that I met, gosh, in the late 70s, something like that, with the famous kinesiotherapist Bob Gaia, where the Olympic athletes were demanding that he be included on the overall medical team back when it was strictly get MDs. And one of the challenges, of course, mixing in chiropractic with team physicians where you have prescription medicines and pain pills and all of these things. You know, after all, your philosophy is no medications at all. So sometimes you have to bite your tongue and mix in, don't you?
Well, the way I look at it is there's the right time for the right thing. And so it's, hey, look, if the problem right now is that you're in such excruciating pain that you need to take something to minimize that. But then the other thing is while we're doing that, let's go ahead and correct the problem too, rather than just be dependent upon taking the medication over and over and over to cover up the problem and not fix the issue. That's what it comes down to. Same kind of thing with what you do, right? If there's somebody that's complaining of pain in their heel, that they're having problems with their talus or whatever it is, and they're just taking medications to cover it up rather than coming to see you to get fitted for the proper orthotic, it just doesn't make sense. You know, we're just banging our heads against the wall. So
I agree. I've also seen over the years that the best expert, best specialty to determine leg length inequalities is the chiropractic profession. Because if we took 10 people off the street, wherever both of us are, we would find six or seven probably have some sort of leg length imbalance or discrepancy, whether it's a pelvic tilt, rotation, one arch collapsing more than another. And I've always felt chiropractic was really, really the place to go in order to be able to evaluate that.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, that's something that we look at all the time, that pelvic rotation tilts, differences that are in there. And you know that if that foundation isn't right, then nothing from there up is going to be correct. So we've got to make sure that we're taking care of the foundation and going to the right specialist for those things.
Yes, many times it even includes, you know, what is the best shoe for you? Are you flat-footed? Do you have high arches? Do you have bow legs, knock knees? You know, what's your history, right, your problems, et cetera, especially once you start pushing the envelope. Again, like I was talking with Ian the first, because what's the website people can go to? Like you said, you travel, you speak, to find out about what you do.
They can go to drvidan.com, so drvidan.com, drvidan.com.
Okay. Talk a little bit about, again, it's always exciting to, again, you're an educator. You get an opportunity to be one of the health and wellness contributors on TV. That's got to be some great exposure.
It really is. It's great exposure. It's a great way to reach the community, much like what you're doing here. It's a way to help people expand their ideas, their consciousness, their thoughts on what health is and things that they've usually not really thought too much about. And so because of that, we get to help a lot of people. Our office is really busy with helping people. Our office is really busy with getting a lot of referrals and, you know, everything from kids and moms to athletes to corporate athletes to all of that, right? And so, yeah, we love getting to get out there and share the message of what it is that we can help people do and how it is that they cannot be dependent upon taking medications over and over and getting to the root cause of the issue. And
One of my big pet peeves, Dr. Alex, which is the United States is one of only two countries in the world that allow TV advertising ad nauseum of medicine and prescription medicine. We're a drug culture. Everybody's got a pill for everything. You know, we take 80% of the pain pills in the world. We have 5% of the world's population. And the new big-time attention to holistic points of view, the mind-body connection, that's always, I felt, a big part of what you guys, you know, bring to the table. And the importance of paying attention chiropractically at earlier and earlier ages. I mean, you see young children, don't you?
I do. I see as soon as they're born, we see them up to, 103. So we run the gamut. We'll have moms that come see us straight from the hospital on their way home to get the babies checked because we don't think about the fact of the trauma that's dealt with in the birthing process. And the amount of pressure and compression that gets put just on a normal, typical kind of a birth, not even a C-section or anything else. And there's a lot of forces that get dealt with there, and we want to make sure that we start those babies off right and start those kids off right.
You know, it's interesting because so many people think of the word adjustment and they think of, you know, cracking something. Many times I've listened to you guys, you talk about joint mobilization and movement, you don't necessarily get involved in that word adjustment, which sometimes can scare some people away. Is that still the case?
You know, in my office, it's not. In my office, we use adjust. In my office, we talk about that directly because I want people to know what it really is. And the idea is that we're adjusting that joint in order to allow that nervous system to now function the way it's supposed to and get that joint now moving the way that it should be, to allow the body to do what it's intended to do, which is just what we went back to before, and that's heal itself. That's the whole principle. Our bodies should heal themselves. We just have to take away the interference. And we far too often we forget, I'm supposed to take away the interference that's there. And that interference could be a nutritional component. That interference could be a structural issue. Whatever it is, we want to make sure that we know that.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about all of that, the meeting in the middle between the role of the foot, the rest of the body, and the importance of paying attention to alignment and the fact that we're talking 3 to 103, matter of fact, infancy. We're talking again with Dr. Alex Vedan, chiropractic physician, and we'll be right back at the Sports Doctor.
Near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, swinging back into action here, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, a sports podiatrist. The role of the foot. We're talking with an alignment again. The back expert, chiropractic physician, Dr. Alex Vedan. We mentioned the St. Louis Cardinals, and I'm Dr. Bob, so I'm calling you Dr. Alex. I know you mentioned the fact you did some work with the St. Louis Rams, the cheerleaders, and sometimes people don't realize that some of the most serious of athletes, the acrobats, are cheerleaders. I would bet that was a real challenge, keeping the cheerleaders going.
Absolutely. We forget how many injuries those cheerleaders sustain in practice and in the season, and it doesn't matter their age. We typically write it off as, well, they walked it off, they're okay, but they're not. Usually those types of things can end up being an injury that can cause back issues, neck issues, you know, function of the spine and nervous system that gets decreased because of those repetitive injuries or because of one fall that nothing was broken, but that doesn't mean that something wasn't damaged. So we always have to evaluate
that. It's funny. One of the big rationales for me participating in writing the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and everybody, you can get it on Amazon, was the epidemic of youth overuse sports injuries. Sure. Overuse injuries, you know, doing too much, the body breaks down, there's all sorts, again, these imbalances catch up with us, the malalignments catch up with us, and the idea that overuse injuries many times don't have, I remember when it happened. Doc, I don't remember anything. It's just my back has been killing me, or, you know, my knees are hurting me. So the whole overuse epidemic involving the tremendous increase in participation of people who want to be fit and wellness, how often does it make sense for people to stay tuned, seeing chiropractic once a month, twice a month?
You know, it depends on that particular patient, what they need at that time. So for some of them, yeah, it's going to be once a week. For some of them, it's going to be once a month. For some of them, you know, there's going to be some place in between there. Or for some of them, it might be even longer. It just depends on the amount of stress that they're under. That's a physical stressor, like you mentioned, those physical stressors that end up happening, emotional stressors that end up happening where we don't even think about the emotional stress we're under as to why our shoulders come up and why we get tense and tight. And I hold all my tension up here on my upper back. We don't think about those things, as well as what you mentioned before, the nutritional component. If we're eating bad fuel, then our body isn't going to function as easily, and that's going to affect our overall health and how our body functions and how it is that it processes all those different stressors and how our body can then heal from those things. So all of those things come into play, and we want to make sure we address them each and every one.
Yeah, one of my other famous chiropractic guests, Dr. James Doxson, his book, Thoracic Outlet Syndrome, where he was talking about all this world of shoulder concerns and whatever. I would imagine when you were working with the professional athlete that you're dealing with the probably everyday attention chiropractically.
Absolutely. With those, with your throwers that you'll have, and it can be young throwers as well. You know, we see it on a regular, consistent basis. In fact, the Major League Baseball saw that it was such a big problem for our young athletes that are throwers that they started coming out with pitch count guidelines, and those counted for whether or not you were doing pitching or you were in an exhibition or you were in practice or what it was, that you had to count each one of those, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't just count it in this one particular league.
Yes, yet still, the reality is that they're doing Tommy John surgery on 13, 14, 15-year-olds.
True.
The reality is it's nuts. It's overkill. You know, the odd pitch counts, and now you got everybody on the team throws 95 miles an hour, and we're starting getting to the very, very serious level. So with all the attention we're paying to it, including my book, hashtag Sports Parents, so this epidemic of overuse, we still see these problems staring us right in the face, where the kind of surgery that was really, really limited to the professional pitcher, now we're seeing almost, I hate to use the word common, but, you know, with these overuse scenarios. So I would imagine upper extremity, right, is big a deal for you as lower extremity?
Absolutely. Upper extremity is something that we see a lot because of what we do with helping athletes so much, right? So a lot of our young athletes now, they're going on to play. It's the time of season where they're going on to play college ball, and we're making sure that they're all taken care of so that they're getting looks from pro teams. They're getting picked up by colleges and scholarships and everything, and we want to make sure that they have a successful career as well as do what they're going to do in college. Is that they're
now, what are you looking for? If that boy or girl, whatever their sport happens to be, they might be an adolescent, they might be a little bit older than that, and they're coming, and we're asking you, would you do some screening? What are you looking at? What are you paying attention to, I like to say, besides them trying to balance on one foot? What are you paying attention to?
Right, yeah. I'm going to look for a couple different – I'm going to look for discrepancies in the shoulder height. I'm going to look for discrepancies in what goes on in the musculature that's there, too. I'm going to look for discrepancies in range of motion with that shoulder. When they lift it up over their head, like to reach for the ceiling, how does that do? Do they kind of do any funky little moves around there? They're going to move their arm to the front as if they were lifting it straight up in front of them, in front of their bodies, going back. I want to see all the different ranges of motion. And then I also want to know, well, what are we looking at as far as throwing goes? Or how often are you throwing? How many times are we doing that? Not in just one league, but in all your leagues that you play in. We're going to look at those things. We're also going to find out if we have problems that come from the cervical issue. That's an issue. Is it coming from the first rib? That's an issue. Is it coming from the shoulder directly, from the elbow? We have orthopedic tests that we do, neurologic testing that we do with that. We check all of those things and put together that puzzle to then talk with the parent about and talk with the athlete about.
This now, here's what I always ask. Yes, besides the lower extremity, then I always ask fellow physicians and sports physicians, what I'm going to ask you, which is, hey, Doc, how's your sports psychology skill?
Right. That's a pretty smart
too. Right? Dealing with
that
coaches, or let alone at the professional level, where the pressure
right.
is so extreme, or yeah. parents, you know, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. We need to make sure we're all on the same page. And sometimes that means I want to make sure I'm on the same page with the athletic trainer. That's the team trainer, too, that we're talking, and the coach is the parent. And we want to make sure we're all on the same page to make sure that we're getting the best results possible for that athlete. So,
and
yeah,
easier said than done.
Have the psychology.
Yes, I think that's one of the things, even including the psychology of coming back from an injury and those kinds of pressures where an athlete might see their career flashing before their eyes with some sort of a serious injury, to good old common sense. Again, when we understand that we are asking more and more at a much higher level, my first guest, again, Ian, he talked about that a young adolescent athlete sometimes mentally is facing the same kind of pressures that we might have seen in a college athlete 20, 25 years ago. It's just gotten so fast and so aggressive. And prevention, I always felt chiropractic, again, had a huge role in prevention, right?
That is a primary aspect of what it is that we do. Absolutely. It's prevention. Let's keep things from getting to that point. Let's keep you out there because we don't realize how much, like, why do we go get our oil changed? Why do we get the tires rotated? Why do we do that? It's to prevent the engine from catching on fire, right? It's the same thing for our bodies. Let's do everything we can to prevent these problems from becoming an issue. And the more that we can do that, the better off we're going to be. So that is the primary
again,
goal of our intervention.
Again, like I mentioned early, you guys paid attention to the role of nutrition.
One
as
minute.
Long as I know you, you still are a champion of nutrition, the profession of chiropractic, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for recognizing that.
Well, I always felt, again, like we talked today, what's the new medicine? Hey, it's real, real smart nutrition. And exercise
right.
and keep moving.
Right.
You know, but the idea in sports medicine, of having hands-on, and I think this was one of the real values decades ago of chiropractic medicine, massage, soft tissue therapy, where athletes said, "Hey, an injection of pills isn't enough. We need some hands-on attention here."
Completely agree.
Give us the website. Dr. Alex, one more time for you, please.
DrVidan.com. So DrVidan.com. DrVidan.com.
Okay, hold on. Hold on a quick second. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Welcome to the Sports Doctors In segment, where I give you a little heads up on some upcoming guests, and we also answer some emails, talk a little bit about some of the feedback with the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Again, you can send me an email, drrweil. SportsDoctor at yahoo.com, drrweilsportsdoctor at yahoo.com. Next week, we've got Barry French. He's the CEO with the Trazer, which is sports movement technology, wearable technology and analysis, exciting stuff in the world of yoga and wellness. Life coach Julie Rosenberg will be chiming in. The following week, triathlete coach MJ Gasick is going to be joining me, pain management specialist, somebody who's on the list of experts with BBS Radio, Dr. James Granger will be joining us. So the list of great guests continues. Again, you can go to sportsdoctorradio.com, and you can go to radio shows. You can go back a decade or more and see who the guests were, what the topics were, and you could listen to whatever you would like. You could also zip over to newspaper articles, and you could read about everything from what's the best sports shoe for your son or daughter to the challenges of sports specialization in young athletes, to one of my most popular articles, which is Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at SportsDoc, D-O-C Radio. We have over 33,000 followers, but we post great wellness, fitness, and sports medicine information, besides all sorts of info on
be able to see who's on the radio, if you want to catch last week's show, et cetera. Let's see. We got some emails. We do. Angie, you know, my 10-year-old son plays traveling soccer. His heel seems every season over the past couple of seasons give him trouble. We've changed shoes. Angie, one of the articles that was featured in iSport 360, my first guest today, talks about cleats and youngsters in soccer. One of the most common heel problems we see in young growing children is an inflammation of the growth center. There's a large growth center that wraps from the back to the bottom of the heel. It doesn't come together as one solid bone to 14, 15 years old, maybe a little earlier in girls, and it's easily susceptible to stress. It's one of the reasons I wrote the article for iSport 360, which talks about sometimes the routine idiocy of cleats at very, very early ages. These cleats sit right on the bottom of the heel and can really aggravate. So kids who have any kind of heel problem at all, we try to get them into a multi-nub shoe, which doesn't have clusters of cleats right under the heel, much more spread out, even using a cross trainer that doesn't have any cleats at all. And then pay attention. If it's persistent, like you're mentioning, Angie, proper orthotics will solve the problem. Because often the inflammation of the growth center is multiplied or aggravated by the foot mechanics, whether your son or daughter has got flat feet or pronated feet, whether they have high arches, which might be putting excessive stress on the heel. So I have found almost 100% success. Not only are you getting rid of the problem, but preventing its reoccurrence. When it's aggravated, you've got to back off. You've got to get some intelligent rest mixed in. Sometimes it's a challenge. And I'll bring up to you, Angie, what I mentioned routinely, is if your son or daughter needs anti-inflammatory or over-the-counter pain medicine to participate, you're over the line. You've got to back off. It takes sometimes weeks to calm this down. But see a podiatrist and check that out. Tom says, speaking of heels, are heel spurs surgical problems? Rarely. Heel spurs are a growth on the bottom of the heel that attaches the plantar fascia, a large band of fascia that goes from the toes to the heel, almost a triangle-like, attaches to the heel. And if that attachment's been aggravated, pulled, irritated over the years, a heel spur can form almost as a bridge or a response to that constant pulling and irritation. Almost always, conservative management, proper support of the foot, ideally with orthotics, sometimes the shoe change, physical therapy is highly successful, 8, 9 out of 10, to solve these problems. Sometimes cortisone injections or other types of treatments are indicated. Rarely, 5% of the time, might be necessary for a surgical intervention to remove that spur. The spur is almost always a symptom. It's not the spur that hurts. It's the inflammation of the attachment to the fascia. So I'll see x-rays of patients in the office that have a heel spur that you can hang your coat on, and the heel never hurts. So you want to see podiatry. Do not get talked into surgery right off the bat, ever. You want to explore conservative options. Phil, I'm a 40-year-old runner. I've had runner's knee on and off forever. I've read about orthotics. Pay big attention, Phil. Half the patients I see in sports medicine over the decades with orthotic therapy are knee trouble, knee inflammation. The mechanics of the foot directly affect the knee. And even though runner's knee is not a diagnosis, it's any type of soreness or inflammation, but persistent knee problems quite often are related to torque, the rotation of the knee combined with that rolling in or pronation of the foot. Excessive pronation of the foot increases the aggressiveness or the amount of rotation, a la this consistent knee inflammation, which is common, especially in runners, where we might see the sameness of the gait of running. Foot plant is
same, stride is the same. So you really want to check that out with a podiatry. Again, it's the Sports Doctors In segment. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. Again, check out the book. If you're a parent of a child in sports, if your son or daughter is serious at all in sports, and then you want to check out hashtag HeySportsParents, check out the cartoons. Very pertinent topic. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. See you next week. Thank you.
Near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.